Thomas Hayden Church is a longtime actor who can be seen next in the new film Accidental Texan, coming out in theaters first on Friday, March 8th. Thomas is nice enough now to join me to talk about that film and more. Thomas, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on this film, Thomas. It's a real pleasure to get to talk with you about it. This film is, as I just said before I hit record, a winning combination for a movie. It's witty and it's heartfelt, and you seem to be really good in that capacity in films and TV shows. What drew you to this project initially?
You know what I have to say? It was almost wholly the role, you know, the character of Merle, which, you know, I've said, you know, could have been lifted, you know, 50 years ago out of my early teen years, you know, growing up in South Texas, you know, ranchers and oil men and farmers and the kind of men that were friends with my dad that we went to church with, you know, Merle could have easily been one of those men. And I actually really patterned him after those men, you know, the snake boots, the khaki shirt, khaki work pants. That hat is actually my real hat, because I am a rancher in the hill country, in Texas. But you're in Austin, so you're familiar with the hill country, probably.
I grew up in Texas also, and you reminded me of a couple of characters that I knew growing up too. Even though I was in the Metroplex, we would come down to Kerrville for family vacations. My grandparents had a ranch down there. It wasn't quite South Texas, of course, but there were a few types that you completely nailed with that character, man.
What's your last name?
Last name's Paul. We were in the Tierra Linda subdivision down Harper.
Oh,
Road.
Yeah. Between Kerrville and Harper. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
But their grandparents had a ranch up there?
Yeah, they had a ranch in the subdivision, like 3 or 4 acres. There were deer running around the property. My brothers, cousins, and I could walk around the subdivision and go to the lake and fish, or go climb the cliffs, or go look for arrowheads. And there was a pool and tennis. That part of the country, or that part of the state, and I guess country too, is, I don't know if it's underrated. Everybody knows that the hill country is beautiful, but until you get to spend extensive time there, you don't realize just how magical it can be.
Right. Yeah, my ranch is actually close to Vanderpool, which is where Los Maples Park is. And a lot of people know the park. And so my ranch is actually 5 miles north on the same highway. My ranch gate is on the same highway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people really, you know, when people talk about the hill country and they're like, well, what are you close to? And I'm like, well, do you know Vanderpool or Utopia? And they're like, oh my God, yeah, that's like the garden spot of like all of Central Texas, which is very flattering. And I'm so accustomed to it after, you know, 30 something years of being in the area. You know, but sometimes yesterday, you know, I had to drive from my ranch down to Hondo, and I'm just like, oh my God, it really is so beautiful here. You know, especially you get down in like the Sabinal Canyon, the Medina Canyon, or you go over to Lakey and the Frio Canyon and the Blanco Canyon, you know, the Frio Canyon and Nueces Canyon. It's just gorgeous. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
And I love all of Texas. I mean, I do. I've been all over Texas. I've lived all over Texas, but the hill country is really, I mean, we used to hunt in San Saba when I was a kid, and I was like, this is it. This is what I want. And that's why people are, in fact, the journalist I was just talking to, he said, did you always want to be an actor? And I'm like, no, I always wanted to be a rancher. And it started at a very young age. Like I was like 10 years old. I was like, this is what I want to do.
What were you doing to prepare yourself at 10?
Deer hunting, but being on a working ranch.
Right.
And seeing what cowboys moving cattle around. And I was like, this is it. This is heaven. You know, this is where I want to be.
Yeah, it really is beautiful in any direction too. Like my mom lives across the river in Kerrville. My granddad at 93 years old, bless his soul, lives out near Hunt. And you go a little bit further, Mo Ranch is obviously out there too. Yeah, you can't miss. Once you start heading in that direction, you get in the general area, regardless of where you decide to stop, you're in a pretty good spot.
That's where we live. That's where we live between, Kerrville and Hunt. There's a gated community out there called Cypress Springs.
Near Ingram?
Yeah, it's past Ingram towards Hunt.
Okay.
That's where we live. My wife and I live.
Okay. So y'all are pretty close to the river then, I'm guessing.
The river is from my house, a third of a mile.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
A rope swing on the property that,
No. I'm not on the river because the highway's between us and the river.
Gotcha.
Right? But you're on the highway 39 that goes to Hunt.
Yeah.
And the river's right there, you know?
Well, so the young character in this film is an aspiring actor.
Yeah.
It's kicked off of a job. He is not listening to what he needs to be doing on the set. It causes an accident, and therefore he gets sent home. And on his way back, he gets stuck in Texas because his car, in a very simplified way, his car breaks down. So he needs his car to get fixed, and he ends up in this small town with you and others.
Right.
And hijinks ensue. I'm curious for you, as somebody who has been at the acting craft so long, even though you finally get to realize that dream as a rancher, did you ever have one of those moments when you were a young actor where you just completely screwed something up and just got sent home
Oh,
as a
yeah.
result?
I moved to LA in 89, and almost straight out of the gate, I was fortunate to start getting good jobs. I started getting good voiceover gigs, and I got a TV movie, and then I started getting some really good guest star things. But my big break, there was a show at the time, the late 80s, early 90s, there was a show called China Beach,
Yeah.
which was a drama, Vietnam, you know, Vietnam War drama.
Dana Delany was the
Dana
star of the
Delany.
show.
So
Yeah.
I got hired for 10 episodes to be Dana's love interest.
Huh.
And the very first episode, we had a kissing scene that I let go a little too far out of inexperience. And Dana thought it was hilarious. Dana was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. And she's like, don't forget it. Forget it. You're so cute. Forget it. And I ended up being friends with Dana for a very long time. We did Tombstone together. However, word got around very quickly, and there was a producer who didn't think it was funny at all. And I was summarily removed the next day and lost. Actually, Tom Sizemore ended up doing the part. They hired him. And so there was always like, even though I never met Tom Sizemore, yes, I did actually. There was always sort of like this competition that he never knew about, that, you know, that I got fired and he took the part. And then he went on to have like, you know, this great feature career for quite a while, you know? And, and in fact, Tom beat me out for Saving Private Ryan. Like he just would beat me out for stuff, you know?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It was between me and him to play the sergeant, to play Tom Hanks' sergeant.
Oh, you would have killed it in that role, but he also did a really good
He
job.
was great. Tom was, you know what? God rest him. He really was a great actor. And as much as I sort of was like, oh, you know, you beat me. But no, he really was a terrific actor. And he was a nice guy. I met him a few times with people or, you know, at a gym. And he was always a nice guy to me.
All right, last question now, Thomas. I need to ask your advice on something because you in Kerr County or around Kerr County and me in Austin, greater Austin area, we are going to be in the path of totality of the solar eclipse that's happening.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
In early March, that same weekend, a buddy scheduled a bachelor party in Terra Lingua, which is a 7.5 hour drive west, a little bit south from Austin.
I know it well. I know it
near
well.
The border. And am I wrong in wondering if I'm better off sticking around for the solar eclipse, the path of totality, which happens once in a lifetime, versus going on this wild bachelor party where it's probably going to be an eclipse of the spirit before it's all said and done that same weekend?
It's the first week of April.
Yeah.
is the eclipse. You said March.
Oh, excuse me, April. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The one we had in October, you know, it was exciting, kind of. My wife was thrilled to, she's French Canadian. So she was thrilled to be here and to see that. She'd never seen anything like that. And well, none of us had seen something that complete, but the one apparently in April is going to be even more so. And somebody told me the other day that the actual trajectory is not only going to pass over Kerrville, but it's going to pass over my ranch, because my ranch is to the southwest of Kerrville, about 35 miles.
Oh, y'all are dead center. I mean, yeah. You're going to get the perfect corona of the sun surrounding the moon.
Right. I mean, we saw that in the October one. We saw it, but it never, like, it didn't get dark or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if the one in October, it was different, right? It was a different kind.
Yeah, it was a partial eclipse, and the overall tone of the atmosphere, because my kids were playing youth soccer at the time, and it was like a weirdly overcast day, like an overcast day if all the clouds were red.
Right.
But it didn't get as dark as I was expecting to. It was a little underwhelming. Maybe that's the ultimate answer, is that one was underwhelming, so this one may not be as exciting as I'm pumping it up in my own head, too.
Supposedly in October, we were in the path of totality also, and, you know, living where we... And we saw the complete ring.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. The complete ring was totally obvious to us. And, you know, it lasted for over an hour, but it was just like, it was like a light shading, you know, had come over the sun. I mean, you know, you could see shadows, you know, you could still see shadows. But I've been told the one in April is going to be more extreme in that sort of like once in a lifetime way.
So if you've been to Terra Lingua, then am I better off doing the eclipse or doing Terra Lingua?
You know what? I don't know. Obviously, you know how close you are to your buddy that's getting married. Those are, you know, I haven't been to a bachelor party in a long time, but, you know, those are important memories. But to see a total eclipse of the sun, with your kids and your wife, I don't know, man, that's a once in a lifetime thing. You know, your buddy, you know, you can have a makeup weekend with your buddy, you know.
That is a great point. And we're planning on going to Nashville for a Longhorns football game in October. That's how I'm going to spin it. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thomas A. Church.
You're just going to Terra Lingua, you know, which, you know, is a very fun place to go. I used to compete in the World Chili Cook-Off when I was in college at North Texas. You know, my buddies and I would go down for the chili cook-off, and we would make chili and get judged and everything. We never won, but you know, because we would put stuff in our chili that we would get disqualified. But
what?
Yeah, we would put like prickly pear, you know, chunks of prickly pear in, and, you know, we just wanted to be unique, and instead we got like a black ribbon, you know, or whatever they gave us, you know. We got blackballed, but
he is Thomas Hayden Church. The new film is Accidental Texan. He is not an accidental Texan. He is a proud Texan. This is a great flick. Check it out in theaters first on March 8th. Thomas, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Gentleman Jesus for the intro and outro music. Hear more of his work at gentlemanjesus.com. Thanks to you for hanging out. For more of the show and to connect on social media, visit booksonpod.com. Talk to you next time on Books on Pod.